Hey, welcome to our first ever podcast. We are super excited to be starting this, and we're going to get right into it. Our first topic is goal setting. Where do we start? Where do we begin? How do we maintain our focus, see our goals from start to finish? Here's our conversation with owner of Five Star Martial Arts and Spin Boxing, Paul Napoli. So, you ready to talk?
I'm ready.
Let's talk about it. So, our topic this morning is goal setting and where do I start? And I think that's a question that I know I've had. Whenever I try to set goals, I do it wrong. I know I do it wrong because a lot of the goals that I set, especially when it comes to diet and exercise, those type of goals, those are the ones that I seem to fail the most at.
Right.
I don't know, man, that Reese's peanut butter cup just gets me every time.
Oh, for sure. So I would say you're not alone. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite. The majority of people, when it comes to diet and exercise, do not necessarily accomplish their goals. And it's not easy. See, that's the thing, is we live in a society where there's a lot of things that are easy or accessible. But to achieve goals that, you know, talk about really changing life habits, it's not easy. So you talked about yourself quick about maybe not succeeding or failing, but I would look at you and I would think the exact opposite. As I see, you know, I know Tim that started karate, whatever, back 6 years ago or more, you know, a totally different person physically now than you were then.
I was 290 pounds when I walked through that door.
Yeah. So I would say that I don't know that it's completely accurate that you fail at that overall goal, but maybe the specific goal that you have for yourself, like you look at yourself and you're like, oh man, I really want that six pack, or I really want, you know, to chisel my chest. So you might look at it like you have failed. The reality is maybe you just need a little bit more patience.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, here's the thing. Like when I walked into the studio there and got into karate, what I liked about it is my goal was set. Your goal is to achieve black belt. And this is everything you have to do. It took the thinking, it took the planning, it took everything out of it. However, when it comes to, let's just say, my health goals, all right?
Yep.
My health goals. I want to eat better. I want to maybe check my macros. I don't even know where to find macros, right?
Right.
Aaron,
right.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. You're going to have to train me on this. But I don't know, you know, what I know what I should be eating. We know that I should be eating, you know, basically broccoli and chicken, but I like pizza and wings. Right. And how do I overcome those boundaries? And I think that's where personal goal settings become much different than goals that are laid out for you, which, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So where do we start? Where do we start? What is the, you know, do you set a time? Do you, you know, journaling? I've heard a lot about journaling. Maybe that's something I've never tried. Do you journal?
So I don't journal specifically with my goals. So with me, when it comes to setting goals, reaching goals, continuing to work towards the goals, you know, it really depends on what we're speaking of. So if we're speaking of specifically fitness goals, or, you know, I want my body to look a certain way, I want to eat healthier, those types of goals, and really all of them, start with creating mini habits. So there's actually a book, Mini Habits, by Stephen Geis.
Love it.
That have you read that one?
Yeah, I love it. You put me onto it.
Yeah. So that's it's a good book. The thing with goal setting is it's becoming like, and maybe it's always been this way, and I just haven't seen all the information out there as I have over the years now, is it's becoming one of those things very similar to like diet. So if you Google goal setting, you're going to have all different people telling you all different things. You're going to have people who believe in using the SMART method, having your goal be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-based. And then you're going to have people who are telling you, throw that out the window and 10X your goals. I want your goals to be unrealistic. If you want to become a millionaire, I want you to focus on becoming a billionaire. Mm-hmm. That way, if you're focused on becoming a billionaire, you should land in becoming a millionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And same thing comes with like diet and nutrition. depending on who you ask, the keto diet is the next best thing. It's the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask somebody else, they're like, oh no, keto's horrible for you.
Right.
You know, and I'm just using keto as an example. They're all like that. You'll have people who talk about, you know, a plant-based diet being the best. And then you'll have other people telling you how that's absolutely, you need your protein from your meat. So there's, we almost have too much information out there.
Yeah.
And what happens is we get lost in it. So I know for me personally, and I've been setting goals my entire life, like as far as owning and running and operating a martial arts school and making a difference in the world and owning now our fitness facility, those are goals that I dreamed of as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the biggest thing for attacking your goals, in my opinion, no matter how big or small, really, is to just get off your butt and make it happen. So there's all this information out there that it makes it almost hard to set goals because you get overwhelmed with all of the info. You know, to
right.
just dumb it down. You gotta dumb it down and simplify it. And I'm going to use you as an example here with this podcast. So how long have you been talking to me about this podcast? Honestly, it's been at least a year and a half.
Yeah, definitely.
At least. And it's something that you're really passionate about. I love it and love the idea of having this platform to help people and really to attain our goal of changing the world and making a difference. But you've been talking about it and wanting it for at least a year and a half, if not longer.
Right.
So what did I do? I'm like, oh, well, let me figure out how to make a podcast. So I Google it. And then I'm on my computer trying to figure out, and you've got this person saying this and that person saying that. I go out, I buy this freaking boom, this microphone. And I can't figure out how to work the microphone with my computer. And now I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I didn't give up on it, but it turned into one of those things where I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow, you know, never really seems to come. You know, my four-year-old Matthew, he actually says this. He asked this yesterday, and it's one of my favorite questions from him. He goes, Daddy, is today tomorrow?
That's a great question.
I'm like, well, actually, yes, today is tomorrow compared to yesterday. And my point is, for us, sometimes with our goals, once we lose track or once we get bumped off the path, tomorrow never ends up coming.
Right.
So for me, that's what happened with this podcast. And you went, you figured it out, and you simplified it. You're like, oh, all we have to do is X, Y, and Z, and we can create a podcast. Like, you're overthinking it with your microphone and your computer and your changing tones. Like, you're like, no, dude, A, B, C, this is it. Bang, bang, boom.
That's it.
And a lot of people do that. That's what we do with our goals. That's part of what sets us off course.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, you're going to have those people. You're going to have in another great book while I'm thinking about it is The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. So that book is – Grant Cardone is – he's out there. He's public speaking. I mean, he's intelligent. He's a really, really smart guy. His thought is to 10X his goal, to say – just like I said earlier, listen, if you want to become a millionaire, you go and you make your goal to become a billionaire. And even if you fail, you should still become that millionaire that you originally aspired to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all different ways to attack your goals.
It's interesting you bring that up. Last night I watched a TED Talk with a guy named John Doerr, and he was talking about, in preparation for this conversation this morning,
and he
was talking about, you know, keeping it simple, and he called this thing called OKRs, which is basically objectives and key results. And objectives is your why and your what, and your key results are how did you get it done and did you have the key results you're looking for. And in that, some of this 10X rule that you're talking about was in there. For example, Google back in, I think in 2008, 2009, I can't remember the guy's name, his mission or his assignment with Google was to get in their new Chrome browser to get a million people to click on it or a million people to use the browser. He set his first goal, and he set it higher than that, and he didn't quite make the number he set it at, but he made the number just as you just explained that they originally were going for. So that's exactly that rule. And He also referred to that OKRs as being part of it. What was the objective? What was the what and the why? And yep. the key results, how to get it done. So, and how to get it done, he used that 10X rule right there. Set the bar, you know, here, and we know that our goal's here, but set it a little bit higher, but not too high. I think some people set the bar too high for themselves that they become discouraged.
Exactly. Yep. I agree with everything that you just said. And that is, that's what happens a lot of times too. So we, you know, and obviously anybody who's been to our Black Belt Spectacular, you've heard my opening lines or my opening, we'll call it a speech or whatnot, but we live in a world of instant gratification. We live in a world where at the click of a button, you can have anything you want. Mm-hmm. So it's simplified so many things that sometimes the things that are harder for us, the things that we really value the most and want or need the most, once they start to take time, it's so easy to get bumped off the course and be like, eh, I don't want it. Like if I had to right. give, you know, just 2 points of emphasis when making and trying to achieve your goals, my 2 points, like the, just simplify this. We're going to dumb it down. I guess we could say we're going to make it as easy as possible. First thing you need to do is get off your butt and make it happen. Like that's it. Make it, you set the goal. Now get off your butt and make it happen. We are our own worst enemies. At the same time, we could be our biggest advocate and our biggest cheerleaders, but we self-sabotage by thinking, overthinking, or making it harder than it needs to be.
Right.
So I would say make it happen, get off your butt and attack it. And then the next thing would be to have patience. And you have to stay the course. So like you talked about diet. If your goal is to eat better, then start eating better.
Right.
Get off your butt and make it happen. But don't set yourself up for failure and think that, oh, well, I really want to do this. So I'm going to right now go cold turkey and I'm going to stop eating my Reese's. I'm going to stop eating my pizza.
Right.
No, set a realistic expectation for something like that. So you're going to, you know, on Monday, you know, we actually just started, Stephanie and I started using HelloFresh because.
What is that?
So HelloFresh, we you subscribe to it.
Okay.
We did the 3 meals, and it's dinner. It's dinner is what we do. I don't know if they do anything else. Stephanie's done all of this, but it's we get 3 dinners a week. We pay under $100. It feeds my whole family.
Wow.
Well, that part of that, I you know, look, you know, disclosure here. Matthew and Michael eat like birds. Okay. So when I, but that said, Paul eats more than me. Paul Anthony will crush a meal.
Yeah.
So we do 3 meals a week. It's under $100 a week for these 3 meals that feed my entire family. So we needed to save money. And two, we were always eating the same thing,
yeah.
which would then cause us to go out to eat. Cause it's like, well, I don't want spaghetti again. Like let's go grab a pizza. Let's go do this. So one of our goals was to eat better and save money. So we actually started doing HelloFresh. And they, every Tuesday, we pick our 3 meals for the week. And it ships and it's here by the next week. Or maybe it's every Thursday we pick them. Mm-hmm. And they're here on Tuesday.
And
yeah, I mean, so now like I feel like a chef. And I'm in there cooking and chopping onions. And like I'm all excited.
You get the ingredients and you prep, you put it together?
Oh, yeah. They give you everything that okay. you need. Another disclosure here. The things that they seem to love that they don't give you a lot, that they don't give you any of, is butter and olive oil. But anyhow, so they give you everything that you need in this box, all the food and a card with the recipe and exactly how to make it.
That's awesome.
And, I mean, we've been doing it for a month now. I have had one bad meal, and I'll call it bad. It really wasn't. Bad. It just wasn't as tasty as everything else that I've ate, and I think I screwed it up, to be honest. It's something, it was one of our first ones.
Yeah.
So you know, you got to make those small changes,
right?
And now we don't go out to eat those 3 days, or we're not having the same old those 3 days.
Yeah.
And that to me is a small change, because there's 7 days in a week,
right?
So we didn't completely change everything we do. And with our lifestyle, we can't be cooking for an hour every single night. We're too busy.
Right.
So for us, we're like, well, let's start with 3 days. My goal is to move to 4 days, you know, to get one more day. So
yeah.
Same idea when you're talking about you know, oh man, I love those Reese's and pizza. Listen, you and I are the same person. You just happen to be taller and prettier than me. I love my Reese's. I love my pizza. But this was a way to slow that roll a little bit, you know?
I hear you. No, I hear you 100%. This week, you know, we were running around and we ate out three times. I'm embarrassed to say this, but once was like Five Guys and it was loaded up fries, man. It was just, it's just horrible for you, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here I am, you know, and then the next night, I can't remember where we were. Where were we the next night? Five Guys. And then, I don't know, we had Twin Trees last night. Crazy. And just not eating well. So, you know, my goal, my personal goal is to change that. And, you know, and I think when it comes to setting goals, where do we start? I think you have to gain perspective, right?
Love it.
I think that's the first thing we got to do is you got to look and go, what do I want to change? And how do I gain that perspective? And then have benchmarks along the way and see how you're doing. You know, there's so many different types of goals you can set, fitness goals, health goals, professional goals. You know, I know there's things that I want to do at my job, you know, and everything are goals. My biggest problem that I don't do, or I guess that I probably should do more, is I do believe there's a value in writing your goals down. Running 100%. Your goals down, because you forget about them if you don't.
Yep.
And when I say run them down, don't just grab a piece of paper and a pen. Get a purposeful book, a notebook, whatever, that you can have out. And every time you look at it, you know, hey, those are my goals. And, you know, visit it. And I talked to my sister a little bit. She, you know, Julie, she's into a lot of journaling right now. And I don't know if there's a value in that. I can't see me sitting down and for a half an hour a day of writing stuff, but I could see me maybe putting stuff for 5 minutes a day, you know?
Right.
And I think there's value in that. Maybe that's something that we can throw out there to anybody listening that, you know, we'll do that as another episode on journaling and figure out how to do it, but don't count it out. I think that there's value to that.
For sure. Absolutely. You know, you talked about it earlier too, which this is the drive of everything in your life. And you mentioned it, your why. Like, why do I want this goal? You know, and I don't know if it's because of the industry that we are in as far as being in the martial arts and the fitness industry. So obviously we see this all the time, but people want to lose weight. They want to get healthier. You know, that's like a New Year's resolution for people every single year.
Right.
And it boils down to your why. And why are you doing this? Ironically, another great book, and I cannot remember the author right now, but it's Starting With Why. And phenomenal book. But anyway, so a lot of my goal setting it has to do with that. A lot of my goal setting for me personally is 5-star. Like, I'm setting goals for where do I want 5-star to be? How big do I want it to be? You know, where do we go here? Where do we go next? Things like that. So, you know, my goals in life are a little bit, I shouldn't even say different, but those are my goals in life is really pertains to and is all about, you know, 5-star, my family. These are where my goals are. But I know a lot of people, their goal is that fitness and that healthy diet and stuff, you know. Really just start with your why. Why do I want this?
Yeah.
Where do I see myself? You know, why am I doing this? So I look better in a bathing suit. Am I doing this because I need to for my health because I'm overweight? Why am I trying to set this goal for myself? And what do I look like? What does my end result look like? Am I setting this so I have 6-pack abs?
Right.
Like, you know, what's the end result look like? And that's important. I love your ideas here.
When you set goals, do they ever scare you a little?
Yes. So, you know, certain things, so I can think back to opening up 5-star in the first place. You know, I worked at a company. I was a manager. I was, the youngest service manager in the company, and the future was super bright for me, man. I loved my boss. My boss loved me all the way up the chain. They loved me. I had great customers. Geez, I sound super vain right now, but my point in saying this stuff is like, I had a great job that I enjoyed that I couldn't see myself doing all the time. I made good money and it was a paycheck that was guaranteed. I haven't had a guaranteed paycheck in 10 years. I'm not even going to tell the last time I actually had a paycheck. But anyhow, so I had always had this goal of opening up Five Star. Always been a dream, always been a goal. I didn't see myself in the career that I was in at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't see myself doing that for the rest of my life. I can't tell you, man, on Sundays, Stephanie and I, and we do this to this day, we always go on walks, which is part of the love for North Carolina, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like, we could go on a lot of walks.
Negative two right now.
I say that, like, partially joking, but it's actually very true. We love to go on family walks. So anyhow, we would be on a walk on a Sunday, you know, a Sunday night or whatever. And man, the anxiety that I would have. Now, I loved my job,
right?
But the anxiety I would have about, damn, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I can't tell you how many times I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I don't want to go to work tomorrow every week. And, you know, I set that goal of Five Star. And you know what? So as far as goals scaring me, I would say yes. Like, that goal specifically scared me, especially when I took the jump and made it happen and took out huge loans and put my newborn. We had Paul Anthony was a baby. We just built a house and took my steady paycheck and got rid of it because I thought that I was destined for something bigger. I thought that, honestly, like, I thought I could change the world.
Right.
And I thought that I could do so through martial arts. And that's what I envisioned. And if I didn't have patience with my goal, and my goal scared me for right. sure, to answer your question, that specific goal scared me to death.
So preparation for this conversation this morning, I was, you know, I was doing some research and looking some stuff up, and I found some quotes, and, you know, there's the goal setting, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound, and all that kind of stuff. And we've all heard those before. And then I came across this one, which says success is measured by a goal that should scare you a little and excite you a lot. And I immediately thought that's Paul Napoli. I just wanted to bring that out in this because you have, you know, really inspired a lot of people. I've only known you for a short 6-7 years now. We've become very close friends, and it's pretty amazing to see, you know, the environment that you've built with your goal that scared you a little bit, but excited you a lot. You're passionate about it. And I think that energy just goes out from Five Star, and it's making a difference in a lot of people's world. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that a lot of people feel that way about you. And I think you know that, but I like to tell you that every once in a while.
I appreciate it. I really do. Like, there's no better feeling of success. And everybody defines success differently. Some people it's in their bank account. Some people it's in the car they drive. There's no better feeling of success than to have you tell me that. And to have you say that we are making a difference. And to have people have Five Star be their happy place. So, yeah, you know, a goal is – I love that you just said it scares you a little. I'll tell you right now, it scared me a lot, but it scares you a little, but excites you a lot. Be passionate about it. Be excited about how you're going to look in that bathing suit. Be excited about your career, or your job, or your mission in life. Man, I love it. I love it. You know, and again, just to maybe somewhat put a cap on this on my end.
Yeah.
To dumb it down, the biggest things, make it freaking happen. Get off your butt and do it. And you have to have patience. 10 years into this dream of mine, I have to continue to have patience to reach, I'm going to say the end of my goal, but to reach that real goal, you have to have, I can't tell you, I had Mr. Farley when we first opened and we're really, really, really struggling. Mr. Farley, who Alex, now his son, is one of our main instructors in a second degree going for a third degree black belt. His son, Alex, was probably 8 or 9, if I had to guess. Alex can correct me if I'm wrong. But it was a class of just him, just Alex. There was nobody else walking through the doors.
Wow.
And I was talking to Mr. Farley, and he said to me, "You're going to miss this someday," which, by the way, I don't. "You're going to miss this because someday this place is going to be full of people, and you're going to be running around like crazy." And if I didn't have that patience, you know, and understand that my goal was going to take time, you know, Five Star wouldn't even be here anymore. So it's the same thing if you're trying to get fit, if you're trying to get healthy. It's the same thing if you're trying to get a certain amount of money in your bank account. You have to be patient with your goal.
Great. That's great stuff. Listen, I think this is a great place to end our first podcast. What do you think?
I love it. I could talk all day. Maybe that's a problem. I could talk all day.
I think that this is going to be pretty awesome. I can't wait to do our next one. Anything in closing you want to just finish up with?
Well, I would say, in closing, man, enjoy life and attack it, because you never know. You never know when it's our time to go, and you want to make sure that you live the best life you can while we're here. So start it with your goals and you know, make it happen. Living life without goals, just specifically to go with that, is like trying to get somewhere without using your GPS or without a roadmap, man. I want you to love life. I want you to live it to the fullest. And I want you to set those goals so that you can have something to strive for, something to shoot for, and enjoy every second of your life.
That's just awesome. Hey, so this week we talked about goals and setting goals. Listen, learning to set goals can transform your life forever. There is a power in reaching out into the future, designing something to the best of your ability, refining it as you go, tearing it up periodically if you want to, and setting a whole new list. It's your life. It's your future. Make sure you're setting goals for yourself. Make sure they're powerful goals. They must be inspiring. They must be believable. And they must be goals that you can act on. Live well. We'll see you soon.